had been a long day at work. I was completely exhausted. I breezed my Lincoln Navigator through the busy traffic in downtown St. Louis, trying to make my way home. My loft was on Washington Avenue. It was good to know that I was only 10 minutes away from relaxation. My stomach was growling, and my bed was calling me. I had worked overtime today, so I could have some extra money in my pockets to pay down the rising debt I found myself in. My girlfriends, Kayla and Trina, were the only ones who knew how messed up my financial situation was. But just so I didn't have to borrow any more money from them, I decided to pick up more hours at work. I also decided to do something else, something that I suspected my girls wouldn't approve of. That was find a man who could help me crawl out of my unfortunate situation. He was exactly what the doctor ordered, and there was no question that I had to give a little in order to get a whole lot. On-call pussy was what he wanted, but that didn't bother me one bit. I was willing and able to give him whatever, and for the past 3 months, I realized how beneficial this relationship could be to me. Minutes later, I entered the parking garage, parked my SUV into the reserved spot. That was the plus side of living in a loft apartment. I appreciated the privacy it offered. I used to swipe my card to open the elevator that took me to my loft on the third floor. Dressed in a black pencil skirt and silver blouse, I sashayed down the narrow carpeted hallway like a runway model. I had always wanted to be a model, and my slim figure had brought about many opportunities in the past. But then life happened. Money-wise, things didn't pan out for me. What I settled for was being a customer service representative, working for a white man who did nothing but boss our entire department around. It pained me to get up every day and go to work, but I was blessed to have a job. Therefore, my complaints were kept to a minimum. I just had to put up with the bullshit until I could get the man in my life to save me by forking out more money. I approached the bright red door to my loft with a smile plastered on my face, partially because I was home, but mainly because of the written note I saw taped to the door that instructed me to enter at my own risk. That meant Cedric was inside, waiting for me. I was delighted that he was there, only because we hadn't seen each other for almost 2 weeks. Our relationship was complicated, but it was a relationship that I refused to tear myself away from. I hurried to put the key in the door. The moment I walked inside, I was hit with the scent of Cedric's masculine cologne. A trail of pink and red rose petals were scattered on the hardwood shiny floors. The petals made a path that led straight to my bedroom door. The door was closed, and there was another note taped on it.